Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock hour. Watching the wild card game here. Anybody interested in the baseball playoffs? Anyone? Anyone?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah, I just like the Dodgers because they're real good.
All right. Yeah. I was going to ask who you're rooting for, but now we know.
Shohei, Mookie, I got to go for the Dodgers.
Jimmy, rooting for the baseball playoffs at all? You watching?
I haven't been watching it.
But well, I mean, just like a half hour ago.
No, I know, but like, I just haven't been watching it.
Right, because it started a half hour ago was my point. You couldn't have been watching it because it started a half hour ago.
Oh, okay. No, but say there are like tiebreakers like yesterday.
Yesterday there were tiebreakers, but yes. Now the playoffs are underway as of about a half hour ago. In a van down by the river.
It's 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome, man. Paul Maurice, for the love of God, save us.
Save us, Paul Maurice. Save us. I think it's a week from tonight, right? Panthers open a week from tonight. I think we're going to do the show at Amerant Bank Arena.
Oh, I like it.
How about that? You ready for hockey
season? That's our saving. I'm with Jimmy, though. The Heat seem like they're a little, you know, I'm sorry, Solana. I don't have the guts, but they don't seem like they're going to compete. The Dolphins are terrible. Come on, damn Paul Maurice.
I just feel like the Heat, my point with the Heat was they're just kind of, I think they're like a middling team, which is fine. Like, but I mean.
It's not fine when you've set the standard that the Heat have set.
Right. But their hands were tied. Like, there was, like, they couldn't get anyone. Like, I'm, you know, that. It's my point with the Dolphins, too. I thought the Dolphins did a good job putting this roster together. Again, have the luxury of not being held accountable for the team because I didn't put it together. But I love Tua, still do. I'm getting on shaky ground with Mike McDaniel. He's annoying me more than anything. He's just annoying me.
Huck, you remember, it was literally 24 hours because we were on till 3:30. I'm saying Mike McDaniel is going to figure this thing out. He's going to put something together for Tyler Huntley and put some points on the board. I've swung in a day. That was embarrassing. Nobody knew what was going on.
Reminded me, you know, when I was a new father, took David, my son, for a flight. We were flying somewhere and it was like, you know, 3 hour flight. And David, I don't know, must have been a year old and he's crying, but I'm stubborn. And I'm telling him, hey, you know, in the meantime, he's bothering the entire plane. But I'm like, yeah, he won't stop crying. And so I'm just like, hey, stop. And a flight attendant comes over and she's like, perhaps you should, you know, let him have a cookie or something. Like, let me go get some cookies or something that he can, you know, gum on or whatever. And I'm like, no, nothing's going to work. I was just stubborn. I'm like, no, nothing's going to work. She's like, well, maybe I should try. Because she was trying to help out all the other passengers who were being annoyed. And she comes over and she gives him a cookie and he's quiet the rest of the flight. But I was stubborn guy. And that's how I felt every time they whistled an illegal shift last night. I would look at the guy with the crying baby and go, hey, maybe put a pacifier in his mouth. Like, do something. And nothing. Everybody's running around like crazy people. And then he's just snapping the ball and another flag's coming out.
Give him a cookie on one. Ready?
But that's on Mike McDaniel. That's on Mike McDaniel. That's why he was annoying me yesterday.
And there's no way that looked good at practice. There's no way that what we saw, the embarrassment of what we saw, that you went through 3 days of practice and said, okay, we got something. Because there was no – I even said it. I expected them to be about two or three drives that they put together, throw a couple points up, get to 24, maybe 21, and let's see what happens. There was no sustained drives. They had 184 yards of total offense. That's sad.
Except
and
like
30 of it. It's like 30 of those yards came at the end when Tennessee stopped playing defense because there was like 20 seconds on the clock and they're still running plays to get some yardage in there.
Except for the
he's still looking at his little sheet. Put the sheet away.
Yeah. And I like the fact though that he doesn't cover his mouth because no one is interested in what he's calling because no one's gonna call that crap.
The first drive started out really well. And then Tyreek Hill fumbled. He didn't catch the ball. But Orlovsky and the ESPN broadcast, the first play of the game was like a slant route right down the middle of the field to Jalen Waddle. And then they never threw the ball again. Did you guys see the stat at the end of the second quarter? They had highlighted it on ESPN. After the first reception, the first play of offense from the Dolphins, which was, I think, a 17-yard completion, something like that, Tyler Huntley had like seven more completions for -3 yards after that play.
Mm-hmm. Because they did. Orlovsky did point it out when they made that first pass to Waddle. He's like, see, that's where Tua eats. Like, they're doing that. Like, Tua eats on that. They never did it again.
I'm going to tell you a secret. When all the defensive backs are standing on the line of scrimmage, those damn screens are not going to work. They're sitting there baiting you to throw one of those screens. We just kept throwing those little bubble screens, the little tunnel screens coming back inside. Hmm.
You see what Devon Achane's numbers were at the end of the game? Do you know what his stat line is?
10 for 15.
That's almost impossible.
10 for 15?
That's Come on, almost man. Impossible.
That's why I say, huh, it got to a point where whenever I would quarterback sneak it, you'll get three. Achane's getting 1.5. Quarterback sneak it for 4. See what happens. Tush push. Tush push 4 times in a row. See if you can get 10 yards.
Ay vey. Well, in better news, so the Panthers will start next week. We're going to do the show out there Tuesday. Then Wednesday, we'll do the show at Smoke on the Water. It's the big Whiskey Stars and Cigars event. That is a week from tomorrow, Wednesday, October 9th. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Come out, enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, fun night with everyone from QAM, and it's free to attend, but you have to RSVP at WQAM.com. That'll get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21, by the way. Drink responsibly. But then you come hang out with us, Whiskey Stars and Cigars, week from tomorrow, Wednesday, October 9th, at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall and by official partner, The Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than The Main Man. Check it out at themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The Panthers actually played a preseason game yesterday. They did lose to the Lightning. They play again against Tampa Bay tomorrow at 7 p.m. They finish off their preseason slate Saturday. They'll play the Kings. That's a 7 p.m. puck drop. And you're right, Hawk. 1 week from today, next Tuesday, Panthers. Bruins, as you just mentioned, at the Amerant Bank Arena. The final score yesterday, Dolphins 12, Tennessee 31.
Dolphins 12. 12.
That's sad.
12.
David Fiorones tweets out, the Dolphins rank last in scoring offense, 26th in total offense, 25th in third down success rate, 24th in rushing offense, and 23rd in passing offense. My guess is they're 23rd in passing offense because Tua had more passing yards week one against...
It was over 300 yards in week one.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. He was the only quarterback in week one that had over 300 yards.
That's right.
And yeah. He's thrown now for more yards in week one than the Dolphins have passing yards in the last two games.
Wow.
That's a combination of preparation and coaching.
And personnel.
The personnel preparation, let me get, because have somebody that can hold it down, but also coach them up knowing that Tua could go down. Like, it's sad. It's sad.
Yesterday on Game Day Uncensored, I stripped McDaniel from a guru title, offensive guru title. I stripped him from it.
And you don't do that lightly, because I've known you for years. But I'm saying you take that seriously.
I do.
If you're going to strip someone of the title guru, it's going to be well thought out.
Absolutely.
So what is he now?
I don't know. And
you didn't bestow a new title.
I did not bestow a new title on him. Right. I'm willing to let you guys kind of workshop that out with me. But you know how a hockey player has the C for
sure.
Captain.
Mm-hmm.
They do something wrong. You go. You just rip it right off their jersey. Hey, no. Well, guru title gone from Mike McDaniel. You can't have three straight weeks of a putrid offense and claim to be an offensive guru.
Right now, I go optimist flag football coach.
Optimist flag football coach. Wordy.
And
guru
wordy.
Is four letters.
Offs. Maybe like
acronym. We're not looking for an acronym. We're just like a title, some sort of title. Or just a guy. He's an offensive guy.
A JAG, just a guy. No acronym, sorry.
Yeah, you're doing the thing. I don't know. Just a guy.
Just a guy.
Hey, you've seen Mike McDaniel? He's the offensive guy. Guy. It doesn't come with a lot of, responsibility. Yeah. Guy.
He's not even coordinating anymore. Just a guy.
Just a guy. You know, the offensive guy, the head coach, the offensive guy. Right? That's like now you don't have any expectations.
Yeah.
Offensive guru. You're expecting to see stuff.
Dry erase board.
Waggle play.
Something.
Wildcat. Next week in New England, in Foxborough. Let's go.
A little throwback.
Little tip of the cap to
Tony Sperano, the original guy.
Did you watch the offensive line get A-chan 1.5 per carry? Now y'all want to load up on the Wildcat?
Even Jarvis Landry saw his stat line and was like, oof. And this from Kyle Krabs. To your point, Crowder, about the defense, you can't blame this on the defense. The Dolphins conceded 31 points last night. 24 of them came on possessions in which the Dolphins' defense yielded 27 yards or less.
Listen, 2008 Steelers, 2000 Ravens, 2002 Bucks. Defenses can't do it. 85 Bears. Defenses can't do that anymore. You're not holding nobody to 6 points a game any longer.
Or it has to be like the greatest defense ever in the NFL. Like, they have a good defense, but this isn't like a record-setting defense.
No. The four defenses I just said you could argue them, but they're the four top defenses ever in the NFL history. I'm not saying they're anywhere close to that, but every time they get the ball, we're almost in the red zone. What? It's curtains for us.
Kind of disrespecting the purple people eaters. I mean, those guys dominated in the mid-60s.
Good call by you.
I don't know. Well, the steel curtain as well.
Yeah, that was a good nickname.
What about the Dolphins? Didn't they have, with like Kim
Bocamper? Killer Bees.
The Killer Bees, yeah.
Killer Bees can go too.
Yeah. All right, guys. So, the Dolphins are going to play Sunday, 1 p.m. in New England. You said the Patriots are one-point favorites in that
one
game?
One-point favorites, yeah.
There was no black Killer Bees.
No, who was it? Bocamper and Brudzinski?
There was other ones, like two more, but there was black guys on the defense, but the B names, Like any other black.
Looking it up here, the Dolphins defense became known as the Killer Bees because of the number of players whose last name began with the letter B. Bill Barnett, Bob Baumhauer, Lyle Blackwood.
Yeah, he might be black.
Kimbo Camper and Bob Brodzinski.
Lyle Blackwood, white.
He is?
Yeah.
So the killer, no black Killer Bees. Because your father's name was Lyle.
That's right.
No.
Hmm.
Disrespectful.
Yeah. Yesterday there was a another Monday Night Football game. What do you think the ratings comparison was? Seahawks,
triple.
Lions versus Dolphins, Titans.
Triple.
I mean, in today's day and age, you want to see scoring. You want to see offense. It was Snoop Huntley versus Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph.
Inside the Hard Rock Stadium, the Lions game was on. Swear to God.
The Buccaneers will play the Falcons on Thursday. By the way, that's this week's Thursday night football. We didn't really talk about the Falcons, but they beat the Saints without scoring an offensive touchdown, 26-24. That's pretty damn impressive.
All right.
Inter Miami, they do play tomorrow. They're in Columbus, 7:45. They can clinch the supporter shield tomorrow with a victory. And right now in Major League Baseball, the Tigers do lead the Astros 3-0. Your first Major League Baseball wild card game. Royals play the Orioles at 4:08 p.m.
Can you name a Royal or an Oriole?
Oh, Bob Rushinsky. I got my two baseball names off earlier. Shohei and Mookie Betts.
I was trying to dig a little deeper and see if we can get anywhere else. One Sanchez. Single Oriole or one single Royal?
Sanchez.
All right. Odds on.
Odds on favorite.
Yeah.
I can't. I still can't I name can't. A single Royal ever. And. I'm not.
That's an amazing stat. He's not lying. He cannot name a Kansas City Royal ever.
What's the guy's name?
Including George Brett.
Right. I was gonna say George Bruce that punched the that kicked the catcher.
Kicked the catcher.
The Mets and the Brewers played tonight at 5:32, and the Braves and Padres played 8:38. I think we could all name a Met. We could all name a Brave. We could all name a Padre for sure.
Mets, Grimace.
Johannes.
That's right. Johan Grimace.
Just shortstop. Johannes.
Johannesy. We get one Hennessy as I watch Grimace.
Braves, the big tooth white dude. MVP guy.
Cody Zeller.
Oh, the white dude with the big, big veneers. Oh.
Chipper Jones?
What's his name? His first and last name start with the same letter.
Is this our memorial to Pete Rose? We're displaying our baseball knowledge in honor of Pete Rose.
What's his name?
I don't know. I'm looking it up. I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about. The guy with...
He's like an MVP guy.
On the Braves? Chris Sale? The pitcher?
He used to play for the Braves.
I don't know. Marcell Zuna plays for the Braves. I know that. So.
Oh, it's our guy.
Yeah. And then the Padres, Luis Arraez plays for the Padres. The Marlins traded Luis Arraez to the Padres. There you go. That is your Major League Baseball playoff preview, ladies and gentlemen.
I exposed.
Do any of you have in honor of Pete Rose passing, I know a lot of the conversation is going to be about whether Major League Baseball should lift his lifetime ban now and honor him. I don't know if either of you, A, care,
well,
B,
it expired.
Have a strong take.
His life is good. Like, the lifetime ban, he fulfilled that requirement. So he should go into the hall quickly.
I guess. Yeah.
Because it was for his life.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
That's over. So the lifetime ban has been fulfilled. It's completed.
Oh, but the reason he was suspended was for gambling, though, because he still gambled.
Right, and he got the most severe punishment, a lifetime ban. And now the lifetime is over with, so he should go right into the hall.
That's actually a good question.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no question.
But you're still,
the punishment is over. It wasn't lifetime and beyond ban.
Yeah, but you're still going to praise him. You're still going to memorialize him.
Yeah, he was the best hitter in baseball history.
That's true. Whatever you gamble on, that ball and that bat don't connect.
I mean, half the show that we talk about is gambling. I'm going to take some moral stand on Pete Rose because he gambled, with a bookie. What do I care? I'm being honest. Like, what do I care?
Because the thought was that he's gambling and affecting games, gambling so he
right,
can win games.
Right, but he did not. Like, it was always proven that when he gambled, first of all, he was the manager, and he always, if he gambled, I believe, on his team, it was always on his team, never against them. He was not a nice guy. Pete Rose was not a nice guy. I met him numerous times. He used to have a restaurant in Boca. Pete Rose Ballpark Cafe was on Glades Road. He had another one in Boynton Beach. It was a jock. You know what I mean? He was a jock.
Yeah.
But he was the best hitter in baseball.
I'm with you.
Would be weird, though. Like, oh, okay, he's fulfilled his lifetime ban. Now we have no problem with putting him
in
the Hall of Fame.
But how's that weird? He served the punishment. It's weird if you don't now do what's right after he served the punishment. If you are sentenced to 20 years, the 20th year, the day comes, and then they go, okay, you can go home now. Brooksy, you know, Shawshank, you can go home, Brooks. You don't go, well, it would be weird to let you go home now because you've been here 20 years. Like, the sentence was lifetime ban. Lifetime over. Ban lifted.
If it was forever,
correct.
I'm with Huck on this one. It says lifetime ban, and there's no more life. So now you need to respect his on-field play.
Right.
Are you sure it was Pete Rose lifetime ban or lifetime of Major League Baseball?
Oh well, that's a good point.
League lifetime, the league's lifetime,
right? Or like life on our planet ban.
Like, he can't do anything forever. His name can't be anywhere for the history of time.
Seems a little extreme. I mean,
well, I'll put a note into Rob Manfred's office. I'll see if they get back to me.
Please.
Your weather.
What about the steroid guys?
Mm-hmm.
They should be punished way worse than Pete Rose should.
Right, because they were cheating.
They were actually, yeah, like I said, my point was, if you're affecting the game, that's why it looks so bad, and that's why you get the lifetime ban. But
don't get me wrong. Betting against his own team? Don't get me wrong. I don't think athletes should be able to bet on their sport because you do have the appearance of it affecting outcomes. So I'm not for that. I think the punishment was probably more severe than it needed to be, and now the guy lived his entire life without going into the Hall of Fame where he absolutely belongs. But now, put him in there because the lifetime ban, in my opinion, is over. Now, if it is the lifetime of the league, there is another side.
The second Major League Baseball signed a legal partnership with FanDuel. Pete Rose should have just been let into the Hall of Fame, and they should have honored him while he was alive. It seems disingenuous to me now that he's passed. Let's celebrate this guy. Like, they put out some bogus tweet yesterday honoring him. It just seems disingenuous to me. You're literally signing and making a profit because of people betting on your sport. And 45 years passed when this guy made a mistake and you didn't want to put him in the Hall of Fame. Now he died. Oh, let's commemorate him. Get out of here with that. Rob Manfred.
Oh, when rules change, you know, things change. But it's like
that's the thing. Like Reggie Bush is going through it right now with Heisman and NIL stuff.
He's suing everybody, though. He's suing USC.
Rightfully so.
Suing USC, NCAA, the Pac-12. Like, he's suing everybody.
I'm suing NCAA and the ACC because I wasn't able to cash in on my NIL when I was at WVUM, University of Miami radio station, 90.5 on your FM dial.
Hawk got arrested during the Prohibition for selling alcohol.
But that's over now. You got to expunge my record.
What were those speakeasies like, Hawk? You remember any of the secret passcodes that you used to
they
get?
They were an easy place to speak.
Hawk was in there snapping. Just saying haikus.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy but hot in South Florida. Tonight your lows will be in the upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
You know how bogus it is. I really believe this. 5 years from now, there's going to be like Pete Rose parlays available on FanDuel and stuff. Yeah, like that's how far I think it's going to swing to the other side that we're going to laugh, you know. But remember, we used to not have any advertising on the dasher boards in hockey, used to not have any advertising on the outdoor wall, on the outfield walls in baseball. Like you couldn't even advertise the lottery when it came to sports. You couldn't have a partnership with the lottery because that was close enough to gambling. Like, so all this stuff, Ricky Williams, the marijuana stuff, like, you're telling me, like, we're not 5 years from marijuana sponsorships and partnerships, like, all this stuff, like, you kind of adjust as mores change.
And as, like you're saying, and as the story came out, like, do the research. If he wasn't affecting games by gambling, what does it matter? If you really know and can prove it, it doesn't matter. But I can say, what, Sosa, McGuire, and Bonds, they should have more heat than damn Pete Rose should have.
But even if he was, man, like, it was in 1981. The dude made a mistake.
That's the thing. Like, it's enough time already. Like, right. The Chicago Black Sox scandal. Okay. Like, we got it. At some point, the punishment has to end.
But the optics look bad.
Right, but it was in 1981. Like, I'm with you, Crowder. At the time, they felt like, hey, we have to send a message here.
And they did.
Which is what the NBA did with, what's his name, a couple months ago. Like, the dude was literally betting and impacting games. But Pete Rose was doing it as a manager. His playing career shouldn't be affected. Like, he should be in the Hall of Fame for his playing career.
Or give him 20 years. 20-year punishment.
Right.
Like that, I mean, this, you know, it's enough already.
I have a Pete Rose signed ball.
I swore to myself that we weren't having this conversation on the air today because everyone's doing it.
Yeah. But
that's it. We're done with that.
That's on me.
Where's Crowder going?
I'm sorry. I genuinely wondered if either of you had a strong take on it. Oh, it's a Pete Rose signed baseball.
Look at that.
Wow. Yeah, there aren't many. There aren't too many of those around.
You can go to hell. Think I won it at an auction for like $18.
I could name people who don't have a Pete Rose autographed baseball. More difficult than people who do.
So I shouldn't. What's the collectible guy name we have on?
Yeah, Sinbad. Probably. No. Probably don't need to get that appraised.
Is it a case? Text, got his name in gold.
Text a picture to Doug Plagans. Ask him, how much is this worth?
Yeah. Yeah. Do that. Go, hey, man, I don't want to capitalize on someone's passing, but how much do you think? I don't know if you've seen one of these. This is a legit Pete Rose autographed baseball.
Oh, y'all stole my thunder for the day.
That was Crowder's signing bonus with Fanatics.
Hey, Chan, we got this Pete Rose.
Ooh. Pick anything out of this room. It was like a carnival. Pick anything you want out of this room. There was a big oversized stuffed animal.
A basketball goal that hangs from the door.
An autographed 8x10 Michael Rubin picture.
Ooh, baby, let me get that Pete Rose. Y'all can go to hell. I got excited for a second when I remembered.
All right, we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. We'll give away those Marley Brothers tickets sometime before 6, too.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you like some studs and duds, according to USA Today, from last night's Dolphins game?
Yes, sir.
All right, a dud. Mike McDaniel. Plenty of people involved in the Dolphins' offensive meltdown deserve blame, but none more so than Mike McDaniel. Third-year head coach chose to start a quarterback who seemed clearly unprepared and unready to run the offense. The unprepared Dolphins offense managed to pick up 5 illegal shift penalties, including 3 on a single fourth quarter drive. Adjustments have been minimal, and the Dolphins have been continuously banging their heads against the wall of opposing defenses, even when it's clear that certain concepts are not working at all. Last week, McDaniel told reporters he'd give up play calling duties if he thought it'd help the team get wins. That's looking like a better and better idea every week.
100%. It's his job. If he gives up play calling duties, I think that's indicative of his future with the Dolphins.
That's my point. Like, he's specifically here to call the offense. So if he give, like, you, that can't be on the table with him. That can't be on the table.
No. If it's like you're saying, if we get to that 1-6, 1-7, something has to change. I don't know if they'll have to snatch the clipboard out of his hand, but if he gives up play calling, we'll be looking for a new head coach next season.
Another dud, Tyler Huntley. It's hard to heap too much blame on Huntley, who joined the Dolphins less than 2 weeks before he was tasked with saving them in prime time, but he certainly didn't rise to the occasion much against the Titans. Huntley finished with 96 passing yards, thanks almost entirely to a string of completions in the final minutes of the game, along with 40 rushing yards. By the way, I won 2 Tyler Huntley props yesterday. I had over 33.5 rushing yards. That ticket cashed. And I had longest run will be over 11.5 yards. And I know he had a 12-yard run because that cashed in the first half. I forget if he had one longer in the second half, but I did cash a couple of Snoop Huntley props. Anyway, they write in USA Today, perhaps 3 more practices will help Huntley develop more of a connection with the Dolphins' speedy receivers. It'd be hard for him to have a performance that's any worse.
Yeah, 3 practices, that'll do it.
Come on, man. Here's a stud Jordan Brooks. He was good.
Yes.
Another stud, Emmanuel Ogba.
Had the pick.
Yep. But a dud, Devon Achane. With Raheem Mostert out of action, Achane has had to transition from a home run change of pace back for the Dolphins to a workhorse. But he hasn't done a great job of settling for the short gains that come with that job responsibility. Thanks to negative yardage on a couple of plays, Achane finished the night with 15 rushing yards on 10 carries.
I saw Raheem yesterday.
He looked like he's ready to go.
I had to separate the fandom from the friendship because the first thing popped in my mind was to say, bro, how you feeling? Like, you hurt? But I just said, man, what's going on? How you doing? You good?
Probably more appropriate.
Yeah, you know, but man, you,
who the
you
hell are you
fine.
To question him? What, he doesn't have to give you an answer. You're just the guy with the
Pete Rose. You walk fine, Heem. You look good, Heem. Boy, look healthy over there.
A couple of other studs. Jason Sanders, they have listed here in USA Today, and also Jalen Ramsey and Storm Duck.
Storm Duck, that's Jimmy's boy.
Yep.
It is funny, though, like we had all these darlings. Ethan Bonner. At one point, Jalen Waddle said nobody's progressed more than Ethan Bonner. Storm Duck was another one. Like all the Mo Kamara hasn't played a snap yet. Malik Washington.
He caught a ball.
There we go.
He caught a ball.
All right. Yeah. You went into yesterday's game, offense, without Raheem Mostert. Jeff Wilson Jr. got hurt during warmups. And your third and fourth wide receivers are D. Eskridge, who had one catch in garbage time with Seattle, who's been on the team for literally 6 hours, and Malik Washington, who hadn't taken a snap in his NFL career yet.
Hey, Salon, I think you're younger, and you might have been jaded a little bit by this, cheering for Preston Williams and Anthony Callaway.
Isaiah Ford.
We need to have big games out of Tyreek and Waddle. We can't say, hey, Berrios, let's go. Hey, Estridge, get 6 for 90. It's not going to happen.
But if you can't run the ball, Crowder, then it's pretty obvious what you're doing. You're trying to find Tyreek and Waddle. And and defenses are taking that away.
That's what you're paying them for. You're paying them to make plays.
But
you got to get them the ball.
Lana, do you think people play the Vikings and don't know the damn ball's going to Justin Jefferson? Did you watch Tampa with Mike Evans? He's getting the ball. If Baker drops back in the red zone, they're throwing the ball to Mike Evans. We know it. They know it. They just can't stop him. But you need to find a way that they can't stop Waddle or Tyreek. You know it's coming. Top receivers are going to get 12 targets.
Crowder, I watched the Buccaneers game. Guess what? Four different guys scored a touchdown for them in that game. Because they are able to go and find guys who can make plays. And the Dolphins are so top-heavy that everybody else on the roster...
Yeah, but they've got Baker Mayfield throwing the ball. It's like, this team is not what you're supposed to be watching. I'm not giving them a pass.
I get it.
Is not what you're supposed to be watching.
I get it, Hawk. I'm with you. But I still think it's silly to say, hey, just find a way to give it to Tyreek and Waddle. Like, I'm with you. But at the same time, all the defense has to do, because you can't block for more than half a second.
But you have to run some play. If it doesn't go to Achan and he can't run for more than 1.2 yard a carry, then it's got to go to someone else. You have to run plays. So even if the offensive line can't stop anybody, what are you suggesting?
Punt the ball.
On first down.
First down.
Probably not the worst idea that I've heard.
Punt the ball every time you get it on first down.
That's out of the box thinking.
Crowder.
No, not on first down. Not on first down. First down, try a play.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, punt. We can't sit through that for 3 or 4 downs.
Crowder.
So I'm with Solana. Try one play. If it doesn't work, you don't have, I don't know, let's say 5 yards will be the cutoff. Just punt. And we're going to try it again. We're going to catch our breath. We're going to try it again.
Catch our breath.
Crowder, hear me out here. What's the percentage rate of muffing punts? I don't know. But if you increase the amount of punts in a game,
right,
that percentage goes up.
Just hope for a muff. Our offense is muff punt.
I don't think the percentage goes up, but I think your chance to cash in.
Right.
Yeah. No. It's listen, it's I'm open silly. To anything.
It's silly.
I say, wherever you are on the field, second down, try a field goal.
That's from your own 10.
wherever you are on the field, try a field goal. Because if you can't get a first down on first down, then try a field goal. Because we're giving it back to them anyway. So what's the difference?
Jonnu Smith is a talented offensive player.
Where?
If you dare say the words Jonnu and package at any point together in the history of the show again, Crowder, you and I are going to throw hands. Because there is no Jonnu Smith package. All we heard about in the offseason. Wait till you see this Jonnu Smith package. Oh, this Jonnu Smith package. Where? Where is it?
His wife loves it.
They refuse, funny. They refuse to throw to a tight end. But when they do, the tight end's going to drop it.
After Durham Smythe dropped the touchdown in the back corner of the end zone, I'm not.
We got to take a break. 4 o'clock hour's coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.